The committee was unable to get through all 19 items in the morning session, but were able to approve a constitutional amendment that would partner with Senate President Jeff Kessler's future fund bill. The resolution would put the specific parameters of the fund into West Virginia's constitution. The only changes made by the delegates included adding land reclamation as one of the things for which the fund can be used. The Senate joint resolution was unanimously approved by the committee and will now be considered by the full House. If it passes, the Senate would need to approve of the House changes. Lawmakers want the amendment put before voters in November's general election. Another bill considered by the committee was Senate Bill 204, relating to crime victims' compensation awards. The bill, as approved by the Senate, would not allow landlords whose property is damaged by meth labs to receive compensation. That concerned Delegate Patrick Lane, who felt it would punish innocent property owners. He proposed an amendment to reinstate compensation for landlords.
The problem that we have is that this isn't just slumlords. It's not business people who are absorbing the cost. And most insurance policies actually will not provide insurance coverage for criminal acts. This, unfortunately, is one of the very few areas of recourse that this particular constituent of mine, and I'm sure some constituents of yours, have to cleaning up and getting some help.
Unlike other crime victim compensations, the federal government does not assist with meth lab cleanups. The Senate was concerned that compensating property owners would drain the crime victims' compensation fund. Delegate Stephen Skinner pointed out that by not using the fund to reimburse landlords, it would encourage them to be careful when renting.
The whole point of this bill is to shift the responsibility back onto those folks to be vigilant and make sure the operations going on their property are legal. The state of West Virginia and the taxpayers shouldn't be paying for this, and they can get private insurance for these kinds of costs.
The amendment to reimburse landlords failed, and the bill now goes to the House floor with the recommendation that it pass. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.